The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day. 7:01 a.m. Central Time on this Wednesday. Oh, my goodness. All sorts of stuff going down. And we're just now finding out about it, of course. And we're going to get you that information here in just a minute. Jack Keschel, author of Untenable, The True Story of White Ethnic Flight from America's Cities, he gets his book talk canceled. And then Gregory Wrightstone, the left panics after Biden admits he's practically declared a climate emergency. They're going to be on our show in our next hour. For those of you listening to the Power Hour by phone at the 631-359-8232 number, you're listening to the right phone number, through the right phone number anyway. And if you are up for getting our new product updates and promotions or email blast with all our news links, you can go to thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com and click our newsletter tab. They're absolutely free. And of course, we have free and paid content available on Substack, thepowerhour.substack.com. I'm also on there at davekrieger.substack.com. For those of you who want to look into that, I come across every so often with some interesting legal takes on what's going on in our nation's courts right now, especially involving real property law. We also have a Power Hour forum you can go to if you just click on the community tab at thepowerhour.com. And if you want to participate in a Grow Food in a Grid Down Situation kind of webinar, we have powerhourfood.com for those of you to click on to register for a free webinar with Marjorie Wildcraft from the Grow Network. Rick Satellite Systems, for those of you who listen by satellite, you can appreciate just exactly how great those are. $269, which includes shipping, will get you one of those, and Rick will even help you hook it up. If you need more information, you can go to ricksatelliteusa.com or contact Rick Kaler by phone at 816-228-1801 at the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. And of course, we appreciate your donations by snail mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can call Jay directly at 877-817-9829. So far, we have $655 for the month of July in donations. Our goal is to raise a minimum of $3,000 a month to go to pay the broadcasting bills. So far, we don't have any donations for August, so we appreciate that. When you shop with the Partners Network, by clicking on the Partners tab when you go to the Power Hour, make sure that you let us know you're doing that. Take 5 minutes to call or email so we can get credit for it, because that's how we stay on the air. On sale this week at the Power Mall, we got the OxyLift BOGO promo today through Friday. You can get, now this is only one per customer, okay? This isn't you buy six or you buy 12 or whatever and you get 12 free. No, it doesn't work like that. You buy either the OxyLift or the OxySulfur and you get an OxyLift for free. So one per customer. And of course, if you place the order online for like OxySulfur for that matter, they'll send you an OxyLift that automatically get added, you know, manually to your order. And we want to help as many people as we can rather than buying in bulk. So, you know, we had to put a limit on it. 10% off of iComplex CS, by the way. The DuraFlow water replacements, which fit your Berkey's filters, are now available via dropship orders at the Power Mall. Also, we have the Miracle 2 Neutralizer Powder, which makes a gallon. The Purely Sea Bulk Powder, also available. All Strauss Naturals, including the Travel Bug Drops and Woman's Wonder Drops, are also available on AutoShip, along with all the other Strauss products. You can AutoShip them, and we drop ship all of those now. So that means you can order them all. They'll be drop shipped directly to you. You want to save even more? We have the daily deal going on. You go to thepowermall.com, click the daily deal tab, and enjoy saving. Of course, if you don't have internet, I get it. Yeah, I know.
I ain't got time for that nonsense. I got too much going on in my life right now, and yeah, I got a big, heavy social calendar.
You get 10% off your first order by using the code FIRST10 at checkout. Dropship products are excluded, of course, but you can always call us if you don't have internet at 877-817-9029. Get a Power Mall catalog and get hooked up. Your health is what it's all about, okay? Just to let you know. Today's top five news stories. That's right, at 5 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Now, I'm going to put a video up there. I know, you got to have internet, or you got to get to the library, and you got to access our news links. You got to watch this video. We were talking to people in the great state of Hawaii. Hawaii. Aloha. Yeah, yesterday. And, of course, there's a lot of doubting Thomases out there. Of course, now they're pointing fingers at Oprah, thinking that she's going to swoop in and try and buy a bunch of this burned out land in Lahaina so, you know, she can expand her little empire. And, of course, you know, the governor is already aware of it. A lot of people are already aware of it. She's acquired gobs of land over there, and they're aware of it. So that's all being exposed. You got to watch out. These investors are going to swoop in and try and make a mess of things. But why is it that not all the trees were burned? Why is it boats in the harbor were burned? Why is it the governor's mansion and the big seaside resort hotel? Why weren't they burned? All this distant hurricane winds just whooped it up, and all this grass out in the man, if you look at the videos that are out that we have put up here, this is a 6-minute and 26-second video, The Curious Case of the Lahaina Wildfire. Houses and boats burned. Why not the beach resort hotel? Why wasn't that burned? Nowhere around it. Or the governor's mansion. There's several houses that were not burned. Why? Well, because when you use directed energy weapons, you can burn up which ones you want burned up. So do we have a little directed energy terrorism going on here? You be the judge. You discern. You watch the video. You discern. It's there. It's coming up. Coming at you. We also have breaking news this morning. 80 million plus people can't be wrong. Engineers have discovered a nationwide cellular network that connects election equipment and gives the federal government access to election systems at the precinct level. Did you hear what I just told you? Many analysts have been studying election integrity, and they have concluded that there had to be some sort of a two-way connection between local election electronics. We're talking about the poll pads, the tabulators, the election management systems, the voter databases, and a centralized data collection system responsible for monitoring and manipulating the election. Fingers have rightly been pointed at all-inclusive election management software, the Albert Sensor System, Skylin Edison, the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center, which is LISEC. This incestuous collaboration between the Department of Homeland Security, the Election Assistance Commission, leftist globalist funding, foreign companies that are private partners allowed for real-time monitoring of all election data, and more importantly, the ability to change the results. So, experts could understand the functional capabilities of how these programs manipulate elections at the county and state levels. One area of mystery remained. They couldn't fully explain how the systems within individual precincts, which are supposedly air-gapped, were adding votes in real time, such as no ink poll pads in Texas that added hundreds of votes to the 2022 midterm election after the polls had closed. To accomplish election fraud at individual polling places, it's necessary to have an air interface with the supposedly air-gapped equipment networked at the polling place. Well, we didn't connect anything to the internet. That's what they all said. However, then we have FirstNet. This is a year-long research project led by an election integrity investigator from Utah, Sophie Anderson, and communications engineer, Dr. Charles Bernardin. has uncovered the mechanism that is being used to connect their election equipment at polling places across the nation. They met while working together in several overlapping election integrity efforts, and after submitting a countless number of public documents requests from multiple federal, state, and local governments, and working with other grassroots researchers, the team realized that the federal government has indeed created a nationwide network that's capable of collecting and changing real-time voting data at polling places across the country from a central location using a private tool called FirstNet. Like so many things that have proven detrimental to American liberty, it was sold as a tool to ensure public safety. This is a national cellular network. It was hatched in the wake of 9/11, when congested cell networks proved to be a bottleneck for first responders. So they set it up. FirstNet's going to serve as police, fire, and EMT services communication links. However, the scope was soon expanded to include all critical infrastructure, which included water, energy, and transportation. And curiously, just days before Obama left office, his administration's Department of Homeland Security used the specter of Russian interference in the 2016 elections as an excuse to declare election systems to be part of that critical infrastructure. As a result, the stage was set to roll election systems into FirstNet. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we believe they've been controlling the elections. We didn't hook anything up to the internet, really. Didn't say anything about Wi-Fi. Yeah, air-gapped, really? Now you know how they're doing it. So what do we do, ladies and gentlemen? Does anybody have jamming devices? Do we have jamming devices that we can take to every single precinct out there so we can jam their wireless signals so they can't use them? There's got to be something we can do to jam those signals so that FirstNet won't work on election night. Think about it. Got to be a solution here, folks. Because if they're using FirstNet and FirstNet has been activated, somebody is going to prison, and it's not going to be Trump, and it's not going to be any of the people that Fannie Willis just indicted. Yeah. She gave until Monday, let's see, Monday until noon on August 25th to surrender. And of course the sheriff, well, we're going to make sure that he gets a mugshot. He's not going to be treated any different from any other Georgia inmate down here. Yeah, you can tell which sheriffs believe in the constitutions and which ones are total commie pigs. You can tell. Just listen to them. You shall know them by the fruits. Yeah. Georgia indictment unveiled Monday night by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis just before midnight. Yeah. Claims that former President Trump and 18 others pursued a conspiracy with mundane acts, and then all of a sudden it got deleted. Yeah. Imagine how that happens. And here's something else that's interesting about Fannie Willis. She set up a fundraising site just before she launched the indictment. Duh. You talk about politically motivated. Wonder how many people are going to contribute now that they know what she's done. Huh. Think about that. You shall know them by their fruits. The 75-year-old man that was shot and killed by FBI agents in Provo, Utah last week, allegedly, this according to FBI agents, pointed a gun at the agents before they fatally opened fire on him. Now, it doesn't say he pulled the trigger. Craig DeLue Robertson pulled the trigger. Yeah, he went on social media and posted threats against the president. According to a criminal complaint, they were there to arrest him. And, of course, he pointed a gun at him, according to what they said. Now, do we have any witnesses to that? No. Why? Because they completely blocked the crime scene from witnesses. So, yeah, all of those of you who have seen and heard all the back channel information about Ruby Ridge and Waco and Gordon Call and all those other people that the federal government is come out against and tried to make itself look like the hero while making all the people that they attacked look like the villains. Yeah, I can see Janet Reno.
They told me he was slapping the babies.
Yeah. That's a state violation last time I heard, not federal. No. That happened during the Clinton administration. You got to understand that. While Clinton's playing around in the closet, they're playing around with people's lives, destroying evidence, bulldozing over the crime scene so Texas Rangers can't find anything. But we do know that 75 women and children were crushed to death and burned alive and smoked out. And the FBI that was there got promoted. We know that. I guess this is what happens. They demonize all these people and we sit back and just, ha-ha, they got theirs. Then when we start reading behind the scenes and what's going on and start waking up and realizing, ooh, this could happen to us. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that Craig Robertson didn't get a few rounds off before they peppered him with bullets. I didn't hear about any FBI getting shot, did you? Huh. Makes you wonder. We have an Olympic swimmer, by the way, from the UK, dead at age 43. Just all of a sudden, just dropped dead suddenly. Yeah, that just came across my back channel wire here. New York Post is reporting. Wonder what killed him. Yeah, I bet you can guess. Yeah, we should all go out and get boosters. Yeah, this is what the NIH is telling everybody. They need to go out and continue to get boosters. You people think we're stupid. Even the ones out there that have already gotten the jab that are being afflicted by this, you really think they're going to listen to you? God. For those of you that want to go get the booster, hey, I got a Tide Pod for you. You want to try one of those? They're really tasty. They even come in mint flavor. Oh, my goodness. Stupid is as stupid does. Yeah. COVID victims' families have sued New York-based Echo Health Alliance for funding and releasing the virus. They've gone after them and Peter Daszak, its president, as defendants, alleging they research funded and created the virus and released it intentionally or accidentally. Well, good luck with that lawsuit. Jenny Golden, and all you other residents out there in New York that say that this could have been prevented, good luck with that. You have to understand something. Echo Health Alliance had nothing to do with the research and the funding. Come on, people, really? Some attorney out there is trying to make himself the name. Good luck with that. Echo Health Alliance was a useful tool to send money and the virus over to Wuhan. We all know where the stuff was created. If you would have been paying attention, you would know these things. Echo Health funneled U.S. taxpayer funds to Wuhan Institute of Virology. But, and of course, everybody, the narrative is that the COVID-19 originated from the Wuhan lab. No, it did not. The stuff was being played with at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, by Dr. Ralph Barrick and his team. Are they being prosecuted? No. And Fauci was behind the scenes pulling all the strings. We know that too. He's a pathological liar. And he thinks just because he's retired from office that we can't reach out and touch him? Yeah, we'll see about that. Well, Rand Paul, Fauci certainly on his radar. Yeah, I would like to see what happens in November next year, provided we can figure out a way to stop FirstNet from being activated on election night. That's got to stop. We have to insist. We have to go to every single voting precinct and insist that FirstNet is not there. And if these people insist it's not there and we find out otherwise, somebody's heads need to roll. Somebody needs to go to prison because that is election interference and that is a crime. This FirstNet's got to be shut down on election night. Now they're all going to say we can't do that because Homeland Security would be affected. Uh-huh. Sure it would. Yeah, that allows you to manipulate the elections. That's a real problem. So remember that name, FirstNet, right? In world news, see, apparently people over in Britain are getting really peeved. See, over there, pissed means drunk. It doesn't mean mad. It means drunk. Somebody said, "Oh, you bloody well got pissed last night, didn't you?" Yeah. No, that means you got drunk last night. Understand, it's a little different lingo over there, right? Well, they're apparently peeved at these low traffic cameras, the surveillance equipment, and roadblocks rolling out to promote low traffic neighborhoods. Well, they're being repeatedly damaged or disabled, costing London authorities hundreds of thousands of pounds, according to reports. £850,000, according to what London is reporting. London calling. Yes, they're damaging our equipment. They're tired of being surveilled. Yeah, what do we got? 250,000 cameras set up in London, and now they're taking these cameras apart, repeatedly damaging and disabling them. Well, gee, you people over there that think you need to be monitoring everybody's activity, maybe there's some people out there that don't like their privacy being invaded. You'll get yours. Don't worry. John F. Clauser, winner of the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2022, has decried the pseudoscience undergirding today's climate change alarmism that threatens the well-being of billions of people. He basically called this whole thing pseudoscience, and this guy is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist. Germany, in the meantime, is moving to liberalize cannabis rules, claiming we're not creating a problem.
Hey, man, did you really? Oh, far, I would have taken the Reds, man. Oh, man, hey, try some of this Michoacan, man. It's really good, huh?
Oh, far out, man. Acapulco Gold Filters, take 403. I had to do a little Cheech and Chong on that one. Yep, that's what Germany's cabinet is set to approve, a plan to liberalize rules on cannabis. They want to decriminalize possession of limited amounts. So, yeah. Yeah, Germany will be higher than a kite soon. Gotta love that. No takebacks. Remember that? That word, takebacks? Well, the European Union is balking at calls from Britain because Britain, see, like New York and San Francisco and all these other sanctuary cities, there are all these illegal migrants are pouring into. Well, Britain is complaining to the EU to accept the return of illegal migrants who crossed the English Channel from France, leading conservative politicians to accuse the bloc of trying to punish the UK for Brexit. And so what are they doing? Flooding the UK with illegal migrants who crossed through the continent before sailing onto British shores. And we're talking about France. Yeah, they're calling the EU incompetent and immoral, according to a top Brexiteer. The Bank of Israel has released a document on how to manufacture acceptance of CBDCs. The blueprint lays out how a digital shekel could be legitimized by a network effect. In other words, do you understand what the plan is here? According to the Bank of Israel, a state endorsement of the currency would create a ripple effect that encourages citizens and businesses to adopt the digital shekel. The state of Israel would have to offer tax refunds, benefits, and wages in the digital currency, as well as accept payments of fines, fees, and taxes that way if it happened. But see, with the network effect, all you have to do is force it on the American people if you wanted to do it here. I mean, I know what they're thinking in Israel, but imagine digital shekel or no digital shekel over here. Imagine them digitizing everything and forcing everyone to accept it by literally just creating a massive cyber attack in the banking system. All that money you have in your bank and your savings account is gone. Whoosh. Yep. And we don't like what you just posted on social media. So get what? That $100,000 you got in your bank accounts is gone. We just took it. Pawtucket. Gonna happen. You watch. You keeping all that money in the bank? Yeah, no. Best do something with it. Invest it in yourself. You leave it in the bank or you play the markets, man. They could digitize the markets, digitize the banks, and the banks are going to go, ah. What about all these private banks? You think that they're going to stop all this from happening? I mean, people are going to get very, very sore at having their money disappear into digital currency. You don't think that people are going to get upset when they don't have access to their money and they're going to exact revenge? What else do they have to live for? This is what is going to cause another civil war. This is going to cause people to go arm themselves and exact revenge on who they deem responsible. This is not going to be a pleasant situation, folks. I'm just calling it like I see it. These are the possibilities we face. Special counsel Jack Smith is objecting to Trump's request for a secure facility to discuss classified documents, arguing the move would amount to special treatment. In a court filing to Judge Aileen Cannon, prosecutors with Mr. Smith pushed back against Trump's request, claiming that the 2024 Republican presidential candidate was seeking special treatment that no other criminal defendant would receive, and that is unsupported by law or precedent. Yeah. Well, like I said, again, they have millions of documents here, and we're supposed to be able to see all of these by December or whatever. They're supposed to be able to review all those, really. So the analysis of the Georgia indictment has come down. Every legal pundit out there has taken a look at this. Every legal. Looking at the indictment of former President Trump in Georgia and what that means. Saying, Ben, this is an uphill battle for Fannie Willis. 41 crimes, she alleged. You know, this goes back to Jerry Spence. Remember the cowboy lawyer from Wyoming, Jackson Hole, who said that a prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich if it wants? Well, given the jury forewoman of Fulton County, who was granting interviews on MSDNC, saying, oh, yeah, a whole bunch of people are going to get indicted, and discussing the cases before it even made before they even release the indictment. I already have lost faith in the Fulton County grand jury because we have loudmouths like this, buffoons that don't understand what the law is and what silence in the grand jury is. And then we have Fannie Willis's offices posting the indictment online and going, oops, and then removing it before Reuters managed to save it. Yeah, I'd like to see how Trump's mugshot's going to look like, huh, when he gets done in Fulton County, huh? Yeah, and Fannie Willis launches a re-election fundraising site days before the indictment. What does all this tell you? We'll be back with more U.S. news, use news here after these important words here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us again on this Wednesday with our Hump Day edition. One of the people that was indicted along with President Trump was former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. And of course, he has filed a motion yesterday to remove his portion of the indictment to federal court. And one of the reasons why he's doing that, he's being charged under Georgia's RICO statute, facing charges for soliciting an official to violate their oath of office. What he did as the former chief of staff was contact someone in Pennsylvania and ask for a phone number so the president could call. That's why he got indicted. They're claiming he facilitated this act. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a stretch. Sound of Freedom, by the way, has now amassed over 172, almost 173 million domestically per the numbers, putting it above Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny to make it the 10th highest grossing movie at the domestic box office this year. The fact that a movie with next to no mainstream advertising ahead of its release has surpassed an Indiana Jones movie from Disney and Lucasfilm in North America is downright shocking. And even more shocking, it may yet overtake John Wick Chapter 4 that grossed $187.1 million to climb even higher on the charts. A national political movement that could offer an independent presidential ticket in 2024 as a alternative to major party nominees has now won ballot access in 10 states. It's called No Labels Movement. offering an independent presidential ticket. Oh, I guess that's for those of you who want to vote for none of the above. Remember Brewster's Millions? That movie. And always, Hollywood always puts it out there before we get hit with it. Ballot access in 10 states called no labels. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, like my dad used to say. Oh, the homeless population in America is growing at a record pace as Biden seeks millions to house illegal aliens. Wow. 577,000 Americans living on the streets, 11% increase compared to the same time last year. In the meantime, it's so bad in San Francisco that federal workers in the going to the Nancy Pelosi federal building were told to stay home due to crime in the area. There's all these people shooting up. They're right in front of the federal building. We can't go there. Well, flash mobs are invading luxury L.A. retailers, Nordstrom at Westfield Topanga Mall being the latest to be attacked. All these overwhelming numbers of people dressed in monochrome black and gray head to toe stormed through the doors of the retailer. 30 of them, more than 30 of them, going right for the top dollar purses, clothes racks, and jewels. Sound of glass display cases thrown to the ground sounded like gunshots. They were in the store for 2 minutes and then ran out with all the goods. Wow. White House has asked the Supreme Court of the United States, we're talking about the U.S. Solicitor General here to be more specific, has asked the Supreme Court to review online content moderation laws brought by Florida and Texas, wanting the Supreme Court to strike down relevant portions of these laws that would restrict moderation on social media platforms. Amazing, isn't it? And for those of you who have not seen episode 16 of Tucker Carlson's video, we have a link there. He's going to give you a complete explanation. He's interviewing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about how screwed up our government is and who he thinks killed JFK. So we got the Twitter interview link for you on our email blast for those of you who are interested in watching it to have access. George Freund, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all. We're still swinging. Yesterday was the 15th anniversary of my death, and God saved my life. So it's a very auspicious occasion to be an alternative media reporter. In those days, I was reporting on the Sunrise Petroleum fire and explosion in Toronto and some upstart named John McCain and his role in the USS Forrestal fire. And I don't think that went over too well with certain members of the deep state. And they pulled a transport truck across the road on a road I was driving at the top of a hill. But God saved my life. He stopped time. It was like I was floating in the air. I thought I had 2 seconds left to live. And the voice just said, turn the wheel a certain way. So I'm going like, well, I got nothing else to do before I die. I might as well do what I'm told. And I did. And then time started again, and it was like I was shot out of a cannon instead of breaking hard. And I caught the landing leg on the trailer of the truck. It caught me like a baseball in a mitt. And wow. I felt no pain. I had a broken leg, a dislocated ankle, and some contusions around the head. But I had a big cross hanging from my rearview mirror, and nothing inside the arc of that cross was really touched except for superficial cuts and bruises. And lo and behold.
George, yes. I got to ask you. What do you know about Karen Kingston? She's claiming the CIA is trying to take her out. Heard anything about it?
Not particularly, but the CIA assassination manual is published. I have a copy on my website, which is still hanging around probably till the end of the month. I'm causing a lot of smoke with those people.
I'll bet you are.
And what I found in my circumstances is there was a cop and a paramedic behind the tractor trailer just ready to pounce on me to pronounce me dead. And I had to fight the cop off. Because he was trying to take my cell phone away, because I didn't call 911. I called everybody I knew. And all my neighbors and friends were coming down like a house on fire. And as they started showing up, well, these two turkeys just kind of faded away into the sunset. So I know their game, and I know what they do. I've looked into enough sudden deaths and conspiracies and such. This Maui one is just wreaking the high heavens. The former police chief or lead investigator in Las Vegas for the shooting, false flag, it was chief of police of Maui. What a convenient thing.
You're talking about John Pelletier, right?
Yes. You know, so it's the same old crowd. They shift them, and a lot of these people who are owning land, the people are looking into their relationship to Epstein Island, the Monticello fires in California. It's the same old playbook. Now, using that is enough to indict them in Georgia for racketeering.
Yeah.
Because when you said before mundane, Trump broke no laws. It's just the fact you got up in the morning, you made an email, you asked for evidence, you asked for somebody to get a phone number. You put all these things together. Well, that means you must have had some kind of criminal intent.
Good luck proving it.
You know, you bought land in Maui. Oh, well,
yeah,
you bought land around Monticello.
Yeah.
There were fires. So when we lower the bar that low, you can catch a lot of fish. But I think these fish are far more appropriate to catch. And you were asking before about how we can undo the system. I'm big in old technology. And old technology before was very, very simple. When you voted, you showed up in public and you identified yourself and you stood before people and you picked your candidate in front of everyone. And we can film that now to show here's someone, alive, breathing, U.S. citizen, and he picks this person or that person, and we film it. There's no escape. This is who voted. And nobody can really finagle that. Might be a little bit of brawling outside the door, but it's a small price to pay to put Trump back in office or any other legitimate candidate the American people want to vote for. This whole idea of the secret ballot is kind of our undoing at this point with the technology we have. Maybe it always has been, because Mao understood it, so did Stalin. Doesn't matter who casts the vote. It only matters who counts the votes.
That's right.
And so what election happened, returning what happened, officers.
Yeah, what do we do about FirstNet? How do we disable it?
Well, that would be the big thing, is you just do it in public, or you jam it, turn it off.
Yeah.
But there can be no free and fair elections. But the good part is, if you know how you're being rooked, then you're not so keen to see it happen again. We shine big spotlights on that. Maybe it's time, you know, U.S. Marshals or your local sheriffs have to be in these companies, standing over top of the staff with a shotgun. Somebody like Buford Pusser, maybe, with a big,
yeah,
big stick. Saying, you know, you touch that button and you're going to undo your fly vest to eat. And that's the end of it. But we have to realize there is no fair game. We're being cheated hook and crook at every level by all these people. And the things they are doing are just beyond belief, really. One of the other bad things going on in Hawaii, too, is the looting. So
yep.
They're not letting.
We heard that yesterday.
Yeah, people get in with their food, and you know, like if you understand prepping and prepping, storing stuff in more than one place in case you lose your place, and your Second Amendment rights. Probably most people in America don't even begin to understand their Second Amendment rights or even desire to participate in that. But when you are facing, you know, people coming into your place late at night, ripping, robbing, and raping. It's all that stands between you and meeting your maker is Sam Colt or somebody else. And you have to take very, very firm care of that situation so it never happens to you. It's very, very important. And that's why they want to take it. We've been trained since like the 1970s to surrender everything to a burglar or a crook. You're wrong for defending your life or your property. Let them take it. And the training was, in time, Klaus Schwab's going to come along, and you will own nothing, and you'll be happy about it. The state's just going to take everything you got, or the billionaires, and you'll just politely surrender it because you were trained not to resist or to stand up for your property rights. Well, I don't know. I guess I watched too many old Westerns about, you know, them coming in for your land, whether it's the railroad or a band of crooks or something like that. And back in those days, it was Olin Winchester and the cowboys just saying, something's going to be buried on my land. Might be me, might be you, but we'll find out. And you had to stand up for it.
And that metal has to come back to the United States to stand up for your rights, your freedoms, and realize that these charlatans only have power over you if you give it to them. So never give it to them. Make them come and take it. And then I don't do a good Humphrey Bogart. I don't know if you do a good Humphrey Bogart or something, but didn't he have a line, you know, I'm going to slap his teeth out and then kick him in the stomach for mumbling, you know?
Yeah, I remember that line. I just, you know, Humphrey Bogart, you know, there you go. This is kind of like the gangster talk. George, I so appreciate your chiming in this morning. You always seem to enlighten the show with more news and information. And I guess we should celebrate the fact that you're still alive. That's a good thing. But we appreciate your call. Moving into the news at 45 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. For those of you coffee drinkers and clock watchers that still have a J-O-B to get up to. Fitch, you remember Fitch Ratings? This is a firm that upgraded these worthless mortgage-backed securities to AAA-rated bonds. Remember that? And everybody bought into this thing and they were crap. Remember that? Well, it's warning it might downgrade dozens of U.S. banks after slashing America's credit rating. Ooh. This coming from a firm that upgraded worthless MBAs, right? And MBSs. Really? You're going to believe that? Moody's, Standard & Poor's? You're going to believe any of these rating companies? I can't believe that the mainstream business community still respects these people after what happened in 2008. Seriously, they were all in on it. Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's, every single one of them was told to give the bonds AAA ratings so investors, suckers, would buy it. Goldman Sachs was selling garbage they knew was garbage. And told everybody, oh, yeah, Moody's rated a AAA. And people were stupid enough to buy it. And investors got stung. Of course, they had to settle. Of course, if you looked at how many insurance companies turned around and sued because the applications that were made to back up, like AIG, remember that they got $185 billion in bailout money? Remember that? Why that happened? Well, it happened because of the fact that they insured a lot of these and got caught in the middle. They insured these securities in case they failed, and they did. The whole thing fell like a house of cards, and AIG was caught right in the middle of it. And now we're expected to honor everything that Fitch Ratings says? These people are full of... No. You know where I was going with that one. A significant majority of business leaders are reevaluating their return-to-office plans. Believe it or not, in the tech world especially, 80% expressing regret over their initial mandates. According to a recent survey, CNBC is reporting that according to a recent study, a sizable majority of company leaders are rethinking their return to office intentions. Huh. This research surveyed over 1,000 U.S. company execs and workplace managers. Probably a lot of them are woke. And it's all about a better understanding of employees' office attendance and uses of office amenities and other related factors. Well, we just have to have a functional workplace now. How close are you to the water cooler and the coffee machine? Do they allow you to watch videos on company time? Can you surf the net on company time? What can you do on company? Oh, yeah, we like to just stay at home so you can do all that without us knowing about it. Yeah. You wonder why we have so many woke situations going out there? Well, now you know why. What's the end game for cyber crimes and ransomware attacks? Well, I already told you what that was. Coordinated delinking from major currencies. That's what we're talking about. There was a 10-nation exercise. So you know what happened with Event 21, right? In December 2021, a 10-nation exercise simulated a scenario in which a cyber attack brought down the financial system worldwide. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? At the end of 2020, hackers accessed the SolarWinds supply chain by delivering a backdoor malware through an infected SolarWinds Orion software update. The malware infected the network systems and data of more than 30,000 public and private organizations, including local, state, and federal agencies, thought to be the largest and most devastating cyber breach to date. And so they're going to use cybercrime and cyber attacks as an excuse to replace our current hard currency with the central bank digital currency. And they plan for this through what we think is an inevitable global cyber attack. It's a COVID-like global cyber pandemic that will spread faster and further than a biological virus with equal or greater economic impact. They know it's coming because they're planning for it. Parallel economy is the word for today, folks. John Nolte has written an article in Breitbart about Oregon and Utah mandating GPS trackers in electric vehicles. Guess what they're going to start doing? They're going to tax electric vehicles for every mile they travel. Michigan is next. Because they don't buy gasoline, and the gasoline taxes pay for road maintenance, so obviously we have to do something. So this is the government's camel nose wedging its way into the Liberty tent. The end result's going to be a lot more sinister, those of you out there buying electric vehicles. You watch. No. Yeah, who's going to replace those gasoline taxes? Huh? How's that going to work? Well, see, the states are figuring it out. In the health category, are wildfires fueling an increase in pink eye? Yep. See, this is why we have the silver liquid 10 part per million, 16 ounce with the spray accessory kit and an eyedropper for using liquids on skin, eyes, nose, and ears, so that if you think that you're coming in contact with or getting a case of conjunctivitis, which is pink eye, whether it's Canada's wildfire season or whatever, you have a means of combating it. There's a new spice. It's a common spice, widely used across the globe, joining a growing list of superfoods, knowing to facilitate weight loss, reduce inflammation, boost exercise recovery, and lower chronic disease risk. This is a key ingredient in many Indian dishes like curry, rice, pudding, and chai. In addition to its warm, savory flavor, the spice carries a range of health benefits thanks to its naturally occurring compounds, which stimulate metabolism, leading to increased calorie burn and the production of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory responses by controlling key pathways between the brain and the gut. Now that I've told you that, you're saying, well, come on, Dave, what is the spice? Cardamom seed. Thought you ought to know. Whether you're 16, 46, or 66, by the way, we've got the Willard Water Aloe Gel designed to soothe skin irritations. It's non-toxic and free of artificial coloring and fragrance, containing nature's most powerful and healthy healers, aloe vera, allantoin, and vitamin E. That's right. Great for skin irritations. COVID. Yep, the NIH is now saying pregnant women and newborns can benefit from COVID-19 boosters based on flawed new study data. Isn't that wonderful? Here, have a Tide Pod. Pregnant women. Jesus, you'd think after having James Thorpe on the show, sorry, not every pregnant woman listened. Didn't happen that way. Grave concern, of course, after the latest example of conservative lawmakers limiting education on racial history. They have dumped African-American history. It's an advanced placement course, and they're not going to give credit for it now. And of course, everybody is screaming about it, especially the Arkansas Education Association. It's of grave concern to its members and other citizens worried about the abandonment of teaching African-American history and culture. Don't we teach enough of it with all of what we're teaching about in just history in general? No, see, we're trying to stop CRT and homosexuality and transgenderism, gender studies, and all this other garbage, right? So what do? They run to the Guardian newspaper and start sharing the stuff outside the U.S., right? Oliver Anthony, ever heard of him? He's got that Rich Men North of Richmond singer. He's that guy that did that and has got everybody, got the liberal left Panties in a Wad. He had three of the top songs as of Monday on the iTunes chart, with Rich Men North of Richmond at number one, Ain't Got a Dollar at number two, followed by I've Got to Get Sober. Welcome to my country world. All right. ESPN Sports Center anchor Sage Steele, in case you actually care, who was removed from the air after making controversial comments about vaccine mandates, sexism in sports, and former President Obama's ethnicity, had left the network after settling a lawsuit. And we've got a video of Lollapalooza bands being zapped by a Chicago freight train tracks while taking a selfie. You know what they did? Came in contact with a third rail. Ah! Here, have a Tide Pod. Oh, my. Stupid is as stupid does. We will be back after the break. Hopefully, we'll be talking with Jack Cashel. Staying with us.
We're affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.